Hello, my friends. I'm Bill McLaughlin. Welcome to St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. Join us today with our guests, the Paris Piano Trio.
Even in these last few years of the 20th century, it remains true that classical music in America is largely a European affair. There are a lot of people of color, a lot of people of all sorts of ethnic origins trying to change that now. But the history of music in this country has largely been that of music brought by our European ancestors. First to come in great numbers, of course, were the English. Now, there were not very many great English composers, but those who had either come there from Germany, like Handel and Haydn, or the few others who were prominent at that time, the early colonialists embraced with great fervor. Handel and Haydn Society in Boston is one of the earliest of the American performing institutions, just for example. Right after that, there's a wave of German immigrants, and these did have a terrific backlog of great composers, starting with Bach and Handel, of course, but also going through Mozart and Beethoven, all the way through Wagner. And these composers had terrific influence in the U.S. Curiously enough, south of Montreal, we don't have so much French influence. To this day, we see fewer French musicians touring in the United States than we do, I think, musicians from Germany and Austria and England. We're going to rectify that today. We have three gentlemen in this studio who speak French infinitely better than I do, so I'm going to let them introduce themselves and pronounce their names correctly at least once. It's a wonderful group from Paris called, in fact, the Paris Piano Trio. Let's meet them. I'm going to say your name. Hello, Régis. Tell me your name. How do you say it?
Hello, my name is Régis Pasquier.
Pasquier, and you are the violinist of this ensemble.
Yes, I am the violin.
And our pianist is?
I am Jean-Claude Pennetier.
Jean-Claude Pennetier. And our cellist?
I'm Roland Pidou.
Roland Pidou.
Bonjour.
Donc, bonjour. It's great to have all three of you gentlemen here. In America, you're known as the Paris Piano Trio, although you've recorded quite a lot in Europe as the Musiciens. And if you folks at home are looking for those records, you may have a little better luck with those looking on the Harmonium Mundi. Let's hear you play, and then we'll talk a little bit about the difference between perhaps a French perception of music and a German, because you're starting with German music. This is that you're making as your calling card the work that Beethoven used as his own calling card from his Opus 1. We're going to hear the finale of the Trio No. 2 in G major. This is a presto, rather brilliant work. Here's the Paris Piano Trio, music of Beethoven. Thank you. it was brilliant. Music of Beethoven from the Opus 1, set of three trios. We heard the finale of the second trio in G major, the Presto, played wonderfully by the Paris Piano Trio. Régis Pasquier, Roland Pidoux, the violinist and cellist, and Jean-Claude Benetier was playing the piano. And I was thinking that when Beethoven, as a quite young man, 21, left his native Bonn to come to Vienna for good. This was his second visit in the time he would leave. He brought with him the best wishes and some financial help, too, of Count Waldstein, who said, "You're going to study with Haydn, and I hope you take in the spirit of Mozart from Joseph Haydn." And it's interesting because these trios are dedicated to Beethoven's teacher, Joseph Haydn, and you can hear in the finale, I think, some of the spirit of Haydn. But when you get into that kind of intensity and the drama of the development, only Beethoven could have written that. It doesn't matter that he's 24 or 5 years old. Tremendous playing. And I think this is one of the central works of the piano trio repertoire. This is where a certain thing starts. We have trios from Haydn, which are largely piano pieces with a little bit of accompaniment from the violin and the cello. But here it's three separate voices. The violin is very important in this piece, for example. Mm-hmm. It's your spirit, which... That's not a piano figure. That's violin, isn't it, Régis?
Absolutely. The violin starts with some very precise with the bow.
Yes.
And also the tempo, it's quickly very present. And it's very interesting about what you say, and also because the accentuation is absolutely precise and very, very difficult.
Let's move to some French music. The second half of our program is going to be music of Chausson. We're going to have a movement, and then the entire very great piece of Maurice Ravel, written just at the beginning of the First World War, the trio in A minor. Let's pick up this piece of Ernest Chausson, a composer too little known in this country. One of the reasons was that he didn't live very long. He was born in 1855, just 5 or 6 years or so before Debussy, and died in 1899. He's only 44 years old, and he died in a very peculiar way, huh?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us that story?
Commanding promenade with bicycles.
Bicycle.
He was riding a bicycle.
Yes.
And at that time, 1890s, you folks think at home, think about those old pictures, those high-wheeled bicycles. it's not falling off a 10-speed or a 12-speed or mountain bike now. You're falling from a height. It's a tragic and peculiar accident, but it put an end to this very great career, because he is just starting to get better and better, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. I think Chausson, very interesting composer. Mm-hmm. He is, to my mind, extremely French in this regard. He comes in a way, he had studied a little bit with Massenet.
Yes.
And then also, he liked very much the music of César Franck, mm-hmm. and even a little bit with Wagner, which was very different from the French composers, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he made a trip to Bayreuth to study at the operas. In fact, when Chausson got married, he took his bride on a honeymoon to Bayreuth to hear a performance of Parsifal. That was their honeymoon. Somehow their marriage survived that. And we have this wonderful piece which comes just after this. This is a work from 1881. The composer is only 26 years old. So we just heard Beethoven at the age of 24. Now we're going to hear a movement from Ernest Chausson at the age of 26. From the trio in G minor, we're going to hear a very beautiful third movement, which is Assez Lente, very slowly.
Very slowly.
Thank you.
Now is the time when, quivering on its stem, each flower exhales like a censer. It's a line from Baudelaire, actually, that has to do more with Ravel, but it sounds so much like this music. It smells Chausson's music. We've just heard a movement of the piano trio. It sounds like being in a lilac garden. In fact, there's a very famous ballet to the Chausson poem for violin, beautiful ballet of Anthony Tudor called The Lilac Garden, and you have the sense everything is drenched in this perfume of flowers. Very beautiful quality. We've heard a stunning performance of the slow movement of the trio in G minor. We heard the D minor movement, the Oscillant, played by the Paris piano trio that was Régis Pasquier, our violinist, Roland Pidou, our cellist, and Jean-Claude Pelletier, our pianist. What beautiful music. The three of you have known each other since you were children, really, at the Paris Conservatoire. Yes. Were you playing this sort of music when you were very young? This music,
oh,
I'm sure.
Yes, you know, for a violinist, Chausson, you know, the poem, it's a very, very important work in the violin repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we recorded this trio 20 years ago, it was not possible to find the score.
The original score.
Nobody played it. But now many young musicians play this trio, and also the quartet.
Yes.
And the quartet is also beautiful.
Yeah. Piano quartet.
Yes, it is.
Very, very interesting too.
Yeah. You've recorded both of these works. You've recorded the yes. Chamber Musical yes. Chausson for the ensemble. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you folks at home listening love this music as much as I do and want to have a copy of it, we can help you a little bit, because there's a number we can call to help you track this down. It's sometimes hard to find at your local shop. Call us at 1-800-75-MUSIC, and we'll help you find this recording by the Paris Piano Trio. We're going to turn in a moment to more French music, to the music of Maurice Ravel, but before we do that, I suppose I should tell folks who just tuned in that we're spending this today's program with the Paris Piano Trio, Régis Pasquier, Roland Pidou, and Jean-Claude Pelletier. Sorry, gentlemen, if I slaughter your names too much. I can at least say my own name, which is Bill McLaughlin, and you're tuned to St. Paul Sunday. I know a lot of you have computer access to the internet, and you can check out the Paris Piano Trio, along with all of the other ensembles of St. Paul Sunday, on our website, which you'll find at sunday.mpr.org. That sunday.m is a minnesotapr.org. And we're turning to one of the very great pieces of French music for only three players. This is a work which Maurice Ravel was writing as the war was approaching. He starts this in the summer of 1914, and the guns of August are just around the corner. He was living in the countryside in a little home he had taken with his mother, and he said he had a great deal of trouble writing the piano trio, which is interesting because this is a composer that had enormous success with Daphnis and Chloe just 2 years before. But I think a lot of times when a composer tries to do something very original, very innovative, he doesn't know the way. There's no one to teach him. He has to teach himself. And so he kept coming down. I said, I would pretend that when I came down to see my mother that everything was well. But he said, I was stalled. And then finally, just in July, right before the war began to break out, he said, the engine started to turn again. And boy, what a piece he made, this great trio in A minor. We have it in four movements. There's a modere, beautiful movement. I wonder if, Jean-Claude, could you show us a little of the rhythm of the first movement? Because he writes it in 8-8. Now, anybody who takes piano starts out with 4-4, four quarter notes in a measure, quarter note gets the beat. Here's 8-8, and the left hand kind of plays 4-4. Could we hear just the left hand alone for a minute? Pretty straightforward, but now let's add the right hand. Tout l'ensemble. Now, folks, try this at home. Here's the beat. I'm just kind of clicking my fingers here a little. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Sort of like, try that with me. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1. Here, go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. so beautiful. Yeah. So you see what a miraculous thing Ravel is doing. Well, that's the way the first movement is metered out. It gets even more complicated. It's work in four movements. Second is called pantum, which is a word borrowed from Malaysia, poetic form. Third is a passacaglia. And the finale, the last movement, sounds a little bit to me like the danse générale of Daphnis and Chloe. And this is really complicated to count. Don't even bother. It's in 5-4 and 7-4 mixed. Terrific piece. We're going to hear now the Paris Piano Trio play the Ravel Trio in A minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
my friends. It's an amazing performance. This was music that was written in the summer of 1914, right through the opening of the First World War, heard in the first performance in Paris at Supléo the following January with a trio which included Alfredo Casella, the great composer at the piano. And we've just heard a stunning performance of it today from the Paris Piano Trio. Régis Pasquier is our violinist. Bravo, this is fantastic playing.
Thank you.
And Roland Bibou, beautiful, beautiful cello playing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I was back there turning pages, so I saw what Jean-Claude Benetier was playing at the piano. It's amazing. This is a piano concerto. You're a little bit out of breath, and I don't have blame you. I'm out of breath just watching you play it and listening to the performance. It's tremendous what he does. If you just tuned in the middle of that and you didn't stop to think about how many players, I don't think you would have come up with Piano Trio. It's so colorful and so interesting and so dense at times. It sounds like more than just three human beings can produce.
But you know, Ravel, yes. Ravel was a fantastic composer, and he was fabulous for orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's very happy with this also, because with three instruments, we have the impression, you know, to many, many players.
Exactly right.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. My friends, thank you so much for coming to play this program. It was a very great thing.
Pleasure.
I wish you all of the best on your North American tours, and hope that in the future, anytime that you can come back, please come visit us in St. Paul and play another program. It's terrific. Bravo. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
My friends at home, drop us a line and we'll pass it on to them. You can write to us either at our mail address, which is St. Paul Sunday, care of Minnesota Public Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101, or through email. And there we are, sunday@mpr.org. That's M as in Minnesota, PR.org. Okay, folks, there's lots more great music coming up on the station, so stay tuned. But we'll be back here next week with St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Your host for the series is Bill McLaughlin. The senior producer is Mary Lee. The music producer is Carrie John Franklin. And the associate producer is Vaughn Ormseth. The engineer is Tom Mudge, and the production engineer is Michael DeMarc. The St. Paul Sunday website is produced by Nancy Blakestead. This is Marianne Sullivan.
Listening to the music of Antonin Dvorak as performed by the Emerson String Quartet with Edgar Meyer, one of the selections on St. Paul Sunday's newest compact disc, Mixed Company. Visit our website at stpaulsunday.org to order your copy of Mixed Company. This recording includes performances of Gil Shaham, the Juilliard String Quartet, and many more, all recorded for this program and many not available elsewhere. Order your copy of Mixed Company from the St. Paul Sunday website, stpaulsunday.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.